This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim habaim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Samach Beis Seif Dalet. The Mechaber said that if you poured water on one hand and then you rub that hand on the other hand, the netila doesn't work, even if afterward you pour on both hands, because the water that went on hand one became tameh, and then when you rub hand two, the other hand became tameh, and mayim shniyim is not metaher, only water that became tameh from that hand, not what became tameh from a different hand. Therefore, says the Mechaber, if you pour water from a kli on one hand and you rub it, what do you have to do? You have to dry it and wash again. Therefore, the Mechaber says, Hanoitel yadav tzorach sheyishbach le'achar aleihem. This is what we did last week. When you wash until yadayim, ideally, someone else should pour the water on your hands. Ve'imein le'achar, if you don't have that other guy, hold the kli at the tip of your fingers and pour on both hands together. Again, that's also quite a art. That's also not so pashut. Or another option, which is might be more practical, a yishbech al kol achas rvias. Pour a rvias on each hand, v'acher kach yishav shem, and then rub them together. Sha'ashoyfech rvias ke'echad. When you pour a rvias at one time, ein tzarech mayim shniyim l'tam. You don't need mayim shniyim. Sha'asu rvias v'as achas k'moy tevila. They made pouring rvias at one time like a mikvah. She'ena tzricha shtifa beiz pa'amim. That you don't need to rinse it two times. That you don't need to rinse it two times. Okay, this is where we're up to. That was just by way of background. Im naga bohem acher shalai natal yadav ba'oidan lachais min hamayim. If let's say someone else touched your hands, someone who didn't wash until siyadayim yet, while your hands are still wet from the water, so your hands are wet, and another guy, Larry, comes along and he touches your hands. Tzorach lenagvam, now you have to dry your hands, v'lach savalita, and wash again. Why? Sharei zeh tima'am al yidei hamayim shaleyam. This guy was metame your hands through the water that was on them. So now we're coming to another important halacha. Look, see the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Memhei. Im naga behem, v'yav shekvar nato yadav gam b'mayim shniyim. Let's say you already washed mayim shniyim, or you washed with the revius b'vasachas, so your hands are completely tahar. But here's the problem. But your hands are wet. So it doesn't matter that your hands are tahar. Your hands are wet. And when Larry comes along, who didn't wash until Sidayim, and he touches your wet hands, he's going to be metame the wetness. Kivan shenaga bohem acher shaloi nata yadav, then it's not going to help to pour more water on it. Tzarech lenage v'lachsa v'lito karoi. What if a little baby touches your hand? Still, the metame is seyadayim. What if a goy touches your hand? It's a suffake. Now, we still did not discuss, why can't you just pour a revius on your hands? Why do you have to dry them? If a revius is considered like a mikvah tahara, then why is it necessary to dry your hands? Why can't you pour a revius? Maybe you could, or do we say that no, the din of water being metayer hands is only your hands, not your hands that became tame with someone else's tuma. Okay, so that's still, in my mind, not clear. What's the halacha? Can a revius of mayim be metayer someone else's tuma that came onto your hand? Okay, sivkatan mem vav, ratzoloimer, shehamayim nitmu minigiyasai. The water became tame from touching this guy, and it renders your hands tame. The Mechaber continues. Lekach, second line on page 116. Lekach tzorach li zahar. Therefore, you have to be careful. Kishashoyfech mayim shlishis. When you pour a third water, Shehim Shniim, which is really the second one, Levad Me Harishayim, besides the first one. The Mechaber is making sure you know how to count, that when we say three, it means two besides the first. No, he's not just adding up. He's explaining. The first one removed the dirt. Remember, according to the Mechaber, Mayim Rishayim removes the dirt. Mayim Shniim is Metaher, your hands, but the water is Tameh. Mayim Shlishim removes the Tameh water. You got to be careful. Shelo Yiga Yad Bechaverta. That one hand doesn't touch the other. Ad sheyishbach gam ze al hashniya. Until you first pour water on the second hand. Oy sheyishbach metchil hashteyam kechor. You pour water on both simultaneously. Vimnatal kol yad meravias. But if each hand has a revias, ein sarach lechol ze, you don't have to worry. Why? Because if each hand has a revius, then the revius was metaher, each hand, so you don't have to worry that hand 2 will be metame hand 1 before the hand 2 had mayim shlishis. Hand 2 is already tar from having a revius of water poured on it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Mem Vav. So we did Mem Zayim, Shehim Shniim, Shaharishonim Bam Rak Lahasar Halichlach. The Mayim Rishayim is only removing the dirt. Kanal b'sev beis. Shelo yiga yad b'chaverta. Shechaverta kishein ala rak Mayim Rishayim. When the second hand only has on it the Mayim Rishayim, I think he means besides the water that removed the dirt, the water that was metaher, haloi tmeim him. I'm reading it, not the hands are tamei, the water is tamei. Umetamen es yad rishayna. And it's going to be metamei, the first hand. Uvediyeved im naga. What if it did touch? Do you now have to dry the first hand also? Yesh Oimrim, some say, She'ein sarch lenagva, you don't have to dry it. Rak noisin acher kach mayim ala pamachas, just pour water again on it. Why? The kivin shekvar hayu toim legamri. Since the hand was tahar, af al pi shenitnu miyado acheras, even though it became tamei from the second hand, mahani mayim hashniyim letaram, the second mayim will help to be metaharet. That's the opinion of the Magen Avram. V'yeshoimim, some say, degam bezet tzarch lenagva, k'moy benoga behem acher. You see, we learned a din that the halacha, that netilas yadayim water is metaher, is only the tumah from your hand, not the tumah from Yanko's hand, from Larry's hand, from someone else's hand. The question is, do we restrict it further? Do we say netilas yadayim water is only metaher, the water of that hand, but not the water of hand 2? Or do we say, no, hand 2, that's close enough, you're closely enough related to your second hand that the netilas yadayim could be metaher, the water that comes from the second hand. So it's machlokes. I am wondering, why we are not machmir? What's the machlokes here? We had so many times already. Netilas yadayim is not even metaher water. That touched a different part of your body higher up than the sheer netila and came back down. Ad kidei kach, netilas yadayim is so specific that if you have to hold your hand down, right? We had that you're supposed to be magbia yadav, so the water drips down, because otherwise, if the water goes out of the area and comes back, the netilas yadayim water can't be metaheret. So the netilas yadayim is very specific. It only is metaher the region which Chazal required you to wash. But now we're gonna bring in a dea, but it could be metaher from a different hand. Isn't that more vite? Or you could argue, no, it's not more vite, because it's coming from the second hand, from the region in which Chazal required netilas yadayim. So Chazal said that from this part of your guf, netilas yadayim is effective. So it doesn't matter that it's a different hand, but it's coming from a makom that netilas yadayim works. So maybe it's it's more workable than if the water left the yad area and came back. There it's coming from a region where Chazal were never masakein netilas yadayim, as opposed to if it's coming from hand two. Yes, it's a different hand, but at least that's coming from a region that Chazal or Masake in Netilas Yadayim. That's just the svara that I would say to explain this opinion of why you could just pour water if water came into contact with hand one from hand two, and yet you can't just pour water if water left the region of hand one and then came back to hand one. Okay. The machlokes, by the way, is between the Magen Avram and the Ramah later on in Sivav. Interestingly enough. Okay, Memtes. If you washed each hand of Rias, you don't need all of this. Like I said earlier, the insach mayim shniyim, you don't need mayim shniyim. A mutter take of l'shav shem zavzeh, you could rub them together immediately. You just have to be careful that someone else doesn't touch it. Shalai not al yadav. V'chanal besiv katan memhei. V'kasa v'chai adam. V'chai adam writes, d'mikal makayim, im kvar beirach al netilas yadayim. If you already said the bracha netilas yadayim, v'nizkar, and then you remembered, yachser v'yito yadav, wash your hands again, v'lo yivarech, don't make a bracha. Now, what is the case? What is the case the Chai Adam is talking about, that if you already made Netilas Yadayim and you remembered, then wash again but don't make a bracha? L'chayra, the case is where you remembered after you said Netilas Yadayim that someone touched your hands while they were wet. At the time, you were caught up in something else. And then you remember after you said Netilas Yadayim, somebody else, Larry, touched your hands. Larry had not washed Netilas Yadayim, and he touched your hands while they were wet. So there the Mechaber said, you have to dry them and wash again. Here the Mishnah Berurah is saying that if you remember it after, wash your hands again, but don't make a bracha. Now, why should you not make a bracha? L'chayra, you should make a bracha. The Sharet Zion says in Sivkat and Lamites, Dezeh Hadin Gufa Shehiskim HaMagen Avram. This din that the Magen Avram concedes to, De Revius Loi Mahani Le'im Nagam Behem Acher, that if someone else touches your hands, or Revius doesn't work, O Yadai Hashnia Loi Brirale, it's not so clear. Ayin Benishmas Adam. V'chein b'hagraz muchach desrile deladasa beis Yosef revius mahani. Ule dvarav mashasiyem ha-mechaber ein sarach l'chozeh. When the mechaber says if you washed with revius, you don't need this. Gam anaga b'hem acher kai. This is even if someone else touched it. Now we read the words of the mechaber. This is very important. The Mechaber said, if you washed each hand with a revius, ein sarach l'chozeh, I read it, you don't have to be careful that hand two doesn't touch hand one. Because hand two already got a revius. But you do have to be careful that someone else doesn't touch it. But it seems like there's a tzad that if you use the revius, you don't even have to be careful that someone else doesn't touch it. If you look in the Dershu 39, Kavanosay l'mashakasav anishmas adam shenir mistimas apoiskim shekashem shekashenoito yodim revius mayim. Just like if you wash your hands from revius, the water is not tame. Kach gam revius naim shanota al yaday achas ina nitmeis mi yaday ashniya. Even bigger chiddush. There's a tzad that if you put a revius on hand one, even before hand two has a revius, hand two cannot make hand one tamei. A revius not only is mitaher, and the water is tahar, that water on your hand is not susceptible to tumah. There's a tzad to say a revius is not susceptible to tumah. The Magen Avraham is mesupik about this, but that's the reason why the Mishnah Berurah says that if you remembered after you already washed Netilas Yadayim, you don't make another bracha. And we're going to hold it here for today. Tomorrow we'll get to, sometimes you see people, they're very busy drying the cup for Netilas Yadayim. And if you have the bad mazel to be standing behind that guy, oy vey, you know? The guy's drying, you know, he's sticking the paper towel under his fingernails. He's drying the cup, the inside of the cup, the outside of the cup, paper towels. It's a whole process, you know? Forget Shkia. You won't even be ready to wash by next week Shalosh Shudos if you're behind that guy. So the question is whether there's any legitimacy to that chumrah to dry the cup. Okay, we'll hold it over here.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.